湾这个地方的。
So I arrived Irvine this Wednesday.
我是礼拜一凌晨出发的。
I left on Monday early morning.
根据这个 Google Map， 我要开2200多 miles。
So it's based on Google Map. I have to drive about 2,200 miles.
那就要开33个多小时。
It's about 33 hours.
那你们猜我开几天
？So guess how many days it took me to get here?
其实我第二天就可以到了。
So usually I can get here the second day.
但是我在 Arizona 呢停了一夜，然后呢
第三天
中午就到了。
But I spent the night in Arizona.
你是怎么达到的？
So how?
因为归心似箭。
Because I really want to get here.
家在这里啊，就已经感受到这种磁铁的吸引力啊。
So it's like a magnet.
啊，你是你们的爱啊，激励我们啊，让我可以这么快就来到我们当中。
And because your love that spurred me, so make me to come here so quickly.
啊，来到这边呢，第一见到那个钟牧师，给我非常大的啊安慰啊，钟牧师在这里。
So the first person I saw is Pastor Chong. This is such comfort to me.
那他就啊，我是啊6月2号到达这个教堂里面。
So I come to our church on June 2nd.
但是钟牧师一离开了，我看那个墙写的，我们这个教堂的建立是6月2号献堂。
So and then I realized our church was built on June
2007年啊，是
9年，
刚好，所以是神的恩典，在同一天让我可以看见。神的这个带领在这个 教堂里面。
So, by the grace of God, it's the same day he brought me here.
但是让我一个很震惊的另外一个事实是什么？
And another thing that surprised me.
是我刚开始来应征的时候，这教会听说有70-80个人，那我来这里 interview 的时候大概60-70人，可是我看到一周报的时候40。
So the thing surprised me. So before I was applying for the church, they told me we have 70-80 members.
这到底是怎么回事呢？
And now I look at the brochure, it was only have 30 and 40.
我们不敢再看下去了，我们来看神的话好不好？
So I dare not to read it anymore.
我们一起来看神的话，记得在诗篇90篇第十二节到十七节。
Let's read God's words together. Psalm 90.
好，我们现在读中文，我们等一下再来读英文。
Let's read Chinese first, and then we'll go for English.
好，预备，请。找智慧的心，耶和华，我要叫到几时呢？求你回转回，为你的仆人后悔，求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，叫你一生一世欢呼喜乐，求你照着使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐，愿你的作为向你仆人显现，愿你的荣耀向他们子孙显现。愿神我们的神归于我们身上，愿你坚立我们手中所的功，我们手所做的功，愿你坚立。英文我们一起来读。 Let's read
in English. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, O Lord, how long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love,that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to your children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
好，今天是我在这里服侍的第一个主日。
So today is my first day service.
对我来讲是一个新的开始。
So for me, it's a new beginning.
不但我对自己有期许，我相信在座的弟兄姐妹也很想知道说，叶牧师来这里到底要怎么样来带领这个教会，是不是？
So it's not only I have hope and expectations. I believe brothers and sisters here will wonder how Pastor Ye is going to lead the church into the future.
你心中有什么意向或是愿望要去达成呢？
And what wishes and goals you have to fulfill?
我相信一个教会领袖如果没有愿景，教会就会停滞不前。
So I believe a leader of the church has no vision, the church will not move forward.
那到底作为牧师，我的心愿是什么呢？愿景是什么呢？
So as a pastor, what my wishes are?
我认为还没有祷告清楚，以及跟教会的主要同工分享之前，就对外公布草率的说出，这是一种不负责任的态度。
So I think it's irresponsible if I share with you without consulting with the church members and then by prayer to God.
但是不要担心，我以后会跟大家来报告。
But don't worry, I will let you know in the future.
但另一方面，我相信每一位弟兄姐妹也应当对自己或是对教会有一个期待，一个愿望。
So I believe brothers and sisters all have hopes and wishes for our church.
因为这是我们每一个人在神面前所领受的一个责任。
Because this is our responsible in front of God.
而且这也成为我们继续往前行的动力啊。
And also it motivates us to move forward.
不过我们过去的经验告诉我们，
But our past told us.
许下一个不切实际的愿望，不仅是指一种心理安慰而已，你明知道达不到这种目标理想，又强迫自己去完成，这是自欺欺人。
So based on our past experience, we know if we have an unrealistic hope, and it's not only a comfort to ourselves, but if we force ourselves to try to fulfill this, and then we can't, it just makes us disappointed.
这会让我们对未来更加失望而已。
Yeah, so we have lose hope for the future.
所以我们应当能够拥有一个贴切而且实际的心愿呢，这是何等宝贵的。
So it is precious if we have a realistic and reasonable hope for the future.
摩西他是以色列历史当中最伟大的领袖。
So we know Moses is a very famous leader in the history of Israel.
到今天没有一个人可以超越摩西的地位。
And also till today, there's nobody compare with him.
神借着摩西将当年神的百姓以色列从一个受奴役、受苦的环境当中拯救出来。
So God uses mercy to Moses to save his people from the oppression of Pharaoh.
一位好的领袖之所以可以在平凡的世代当中成就不平凡的工作，乃是因为拥有一个强烈的使命感。
So we can see the people leader can perform extraordinary things in the ordinary world because they have an urgency of the faith.
这个使命感呢，就来自他心中的愿望。
So the faith comes from his hope.
摩西曾写了一首很有名的诗篇，就是我们刚所读的诗篇九十篇，其实就是他的祷告。
So Moses wrote the Psalm 90 is actually his prayer.
那这个诗篇所阐述的是他一生努力的一个心愿。
So it describes his wishes and his goal.
我们虽然不一定成为像摩西一样这样伟大的领袖，但是我们每一个基督徒在这个时代，我们都有使命。
However, we're not as great as Moses, but as Christians, we all have our destiny.
你的心愿就决定了你的使命。
And your heart decides your destiny.
因此在我还没有分享我的心愿，以及我们弟兄姐妹还不知道你的这心愿、你的期待之前，我们一起来学习，让摩西的心愿成为我们的参考。
So before I share with you my hope and my wish, let's study from Moses.
尤其我们看见摩西其实就是基督的预表。
And also, Moses is a shadow of Jesus Christ.
过去摩西带领以色列人出埃及，拯救他们脱离法老的辖制，在今天，耶稣基督也将我们这些神的儿女从世界败坏当中拯救出来，脱离罪恶的捆绑。
So in the past, Moses led the Israelites out of the Egypt, out of the oppression of Pharaoh, and today Jesus saved us from the bondage of sin.
特别我们看见摩西在这篇诗篇当中的祷告，他的心中的心愿，同时也反映了基督对我们的期待。
And also we can see from the Psalm Moses' prayer, and we can see Jesus' expectations to us.
因此我们今天要起从摩西的心愿来成为我们一个人生重要的指标。
So we can use Moses' prayer to be our guideline to establish
our goals. 作为我们未来立下心愿的一个参考。
And then be our example for our requests and wishes.
那摩西的心愿是什么呢？
So what his wishes?
简单的说，就是四个祈求跟四个祈愿。
And simply saying, it's four requests and four wishes.
在我们的节目单上面有它的大纲，我们可以请你帮个忙把这些空白可以填上去。
So on the back of your booklet, you can try to fill the blank.
哪四个祈求呢？
So the first request.
第一个祈求呢，乃是祈求人能得智慧。
So the first request is that man can get wisdom.
就是习光阴得智慧。我们一起来读第十二节好吗
？Let's read 12 together.
预备，来。
Teach us the number of our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
得到智慧的心。我们敬拜的时候呢，是上面跟下面一起敬拜。所以不是光我在下面拼命的讲，你们在下面读圣经的时候也一起回应，不管用任何的语言，可以吗
？So let's do it together. Not only me speaking on the stage, and then you need to work it too.
因为你们的回应决定了讲道的品质。
Because your reaction can support me.
好，我们再读一次，好不好？预备，来。
Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
哇，好棒了啊，好多了哈。好，这里讲到说，教我们数算自己的日子，那怎么算呢、啊、
？So as teachers to number our days,
每个人要活几天，你怎么算每个人要活几天？不是都是上帝的主权吗？或者
？You say it's God's power.
原来真正的目的，乃是要叫我们得智慧。
But the true goal is to gain a heart of wisdom.
例如圣经在箴言第六章第六节那里说，懒惰的人啊，你去查看蚂蚁的动作就可得智慧。
So like the proverb 6:6 said, go to the ant, you sluggard, consider its way to be wise.
不是叫那些懒惰没事干的人就数蚂蚁，在那看蚂蚁，在打发时间找。
So it's not like all the lazy people go look at the ants and then kill time.
没事找事做，好，而是说借着观察蚂蚁的这种行动、这种行为，可以悟出宝贵的人生哲学啊。
But it's from the ways of the ant, man can be enlightened.
这就改变他们人生价值观，他就得着智慧啦。
It can change our view of life, so we can gain wisdom.
你看蚂蚁为什么要搬这些东西？为什么要储存粮食等等？哦，人难道还在这里懒惰吗？
So look at the ants are busy all day. Why men should be lazy?
所以他就会把这一些从这些观察当中，他就成为自己人生的帮助了。
So through the observation, and then it will help you to improve your life.
同样，因为我们透过数算自己的日子，就会悟出许多人生的道理，就会得着智慧的心了。
And also, if we know how to number our days right, we will gain wisdom.
因为你就知道，哇，人的日子，人生何等的奥秘啊！时间何等的宝贵。我们若每一天浪费在周而复始同样反复这些动作相同的动作，实在没有意义。
So when we realize how precious life is and how short our time is, and then why are we still doing all this repetitive time wasting things?
你看你每天干什么，起床然后刷牙，然后上班，然后赶着塞车，然后呢做一些事情，下班又一样的事情，隔天又一样。
So look how our days get up and clean up and drive and stuck in traffic and work and go home sleep. Next day the same.
求主指教我们怎样数算自己的日子的目的，不是要求主教我们数学怎么样来算好。
So ask Lord to teach us how to number our days right. It's not the purpose of learning math.
也不是教我们说做事要精准，要来算出真正的标准答案。
So it's not to teach us how to accurately calculate the life goal.
而是借着这些事件或者行动，让我们得智慧的心，能够悟出人生的意义跟目的。
But through things and people around us, we can gain wisdom.
所以我们的人生才活出精彩啊。
So our life can be more meaningful.
人生在世只不过是七八十年。
So we can see our life in this world 70-80 years.
你想一想，的确，劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
Full of trouble and end up with nothing.
那请问你有多少时间可以浪费？
And I ask you how much time you can waste.
要赶紧珍惜光阴，每一分每一秒都非常的宝贵。
So we need to cherish our time every minute, every second.
你把你的生命都浪费在那些劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，将来都无益的事情。
So if we focus on all the useless, wasteless things,
那是不是很可惜呢？
And isn't such a pity?
还是你有另外一个选择，你愿意去做一些与永恒有关的，去讨神喜悦的，可以存到永远的，你可以祝福别人的这些事呢？
Or you want to do the alternative to more like God-pleasing, meaningful life?
当你要做出这抉择的时候，你就得智慧了。
And when you make the right decision, you get wisdom.
但我们想一下，为什么神，我们要求神指教我们数算自己的日子，而不是说我们从我们的环境周围，我们来悟出人生道理呢？
Why do we ask God to teach us how to number our days right, not to learn ourselves from our environment?
那是因为我们要得真智慧，必须要来到神的面前。
We have to come before God.
神就是我们智慧的源头啊。
And God is a source of wisdom.
圣经也告诉我们，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
So the Lord, the Bible teaches the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
当然，我们同意神可以借着环境事物来启发我们啊，指教我们，如同去查看蚂蚁等等。
We don't deny that God will enlighten us using the people and things around us.
但不要忘记那个先后次序，不要弄错了。
And don't make the orders wrong.
来到神的面前，才能够得到真智慧。
Go before God and you will gain wisdom.
第二个祈求呢，乃是祈求人能够悔改。
So second is request is man can repent.
就讲到速回转得赦免。
So that means repent, return and be forgiven.
我们一起来读第十三节好吗？不论用任何的语言。
Let's read verses 13.
好，来。
Relent, O Lord, how long will it be? Have compassion on your servants.
好，我想请问一下，这里讲到说，到底是神回转还是人回转
？So I want to ask you, is God relent or man relent?
是神要后悔还是人要后悔啊
？Or is God repent or man repent?
好，这个和合本呢，跟 NIV 的翻译都不够准确。
So the translation American Standard and New International Version are not very accurate.
但原文呢，它有更清楚的表明之间的关系。
So there's some the ordinary text. This has.
那等于是说，这里讲到神呢是转回，是 return.
So we say God return.
然后人呢是 repent, 是后悔回转意思。
And men repent.
原来这乃是祈求神的怜悯到一个地步，希望神快快的回转来看顾我们，使人心啊，神回头看我们，使人心能够回转向神。
So that means we want God to show us mercy and he will turn his face upon us so men can repent.
因为人犯罪使神转头不再看顾我们，神不再纪念我们，神不再顾念我们，这是一个很可怕的事啊。
Because man's sin has separated us from God and without God's provision at the end,
没有神的看顾保守，我们随时都会灭亡的。
Without God's provision, we perish.
于是摩西知道神回头看顾，这表示什么？神愿意施恩于我们，我们就有救了。
So Moses said, "Return." That means it refers to show us mercy, and we'll be saved.
除非神的恩典临到，否则我们原本那刚硬的心根本不可能愿意悔改转向神。
Unless God show us mercy, men's heart are hardened. We cannot repent.
神若不赶快施恩于我们，我们随时都可能要负可怕的后果跟代价，那就是灭亡。
So if God does not show us mercy, our future is death.
那你会问，难道人不能够靠自己回转吗
？So you ask, how can we cannot turn by ourselves?
既然人是完全败坏的，那人根本不可能靠自己的能力来回转。
Because men's hearts are corrupted, so we cannot return, repent by ourselves.
因此，我们需要神的怜悯。来祈求神来改造我们的心，使我们那个刚硬的实心可以变成肉心。
So that's why we have to plead to God, and He will change our hearts.
正如在以西结书三十六章二十六节那里所说的。
So like Ezekiel 36:26.
我们一起来读好不好？预备，行。
Put new heart and put new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh.
因此我们需要祈求神来改变我们，使我们可以真实悔改来归向他。
So that's why we ask God to change us so we can really repent to turn to him.
就如同我们刚刚所唱的诗歌将心归你。
Just like what we just sing, we'll give you our heart.
你不要以为你信主以后你就一直走在神的道路神的心意当中的。有时候你还是会偏行几路越偏越远的。
So don't think that before after you believe in the God and you can walk in His ways, but sometimes you will walk astray.
但不要忘记神的慈神爱所不会离开你的。你如果在偏差的道路当中，你要尽速回转， 神还在呼唤你，你还是必定会得到赦免的。
But don't forget that God's love is always with you. When you wander, turn around and return to God, and He will forgive you.
第三个祈求乃是祈求人能得慈爱。
The third request is that man can receive mercy.
保慈爱得欢乐。
So,
我们一起来读第十四节，接下来第十四节所说的。
Let's read 14 together.
预备，请。
Satisfy us in the morning with our unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
好，这里讲到早早保得慈爱，这个不要以为这个是享受在神的爱里面。那原文乃是指神的怜悯，那个 mercy。
So satisfy us in the morning with unfailing love. Don't think it's love that encompass you, but in the ordinary task, it was mercy.
也就是说，早早可以得到神的怜悯，借着丰盛恩典的拯救，人生才能够经历欢呼喜乐。
So that means when you receive God's mercy early, your life will be full of joy.
但是为什么要早早保得呢？
Why would we say early?
许多人都说：“哎呀，我信主很好很好，不过等到我晚年再信主。”
So some people say, "I believe in the Lord even when I'm old, it's still good."
有没有人这样子的想法？或是你跟他传福音说：“啊，我当基督徒很好，不过等到我晚年的时候，要准备要过世之后，再来准备要上天堂之前，然后再来信主，一定上天堂。”
So there are people thinking, you know, oh, it's not late, you know, before I die, I can put my faith in Him.
啊，马太福音第二十章有讲一个故事。
So, in the Matthew 20, there's a parable.
好，他讲到说有主人有一个葡萄园，然后呢，他就雇人进来葡萄园做工。
It's the owner of a vineyard. He hired people to help him.
啊，有人早上八点钟，哎，就来上班了。
And there's some people early in the morning was hired.
啊，有人中午才进来。
And some people was hired around noon.
啊，可是最后有人是五点。
And some people was hired in the afternoon.
哎，就要下班了，他就进来。啊、
And it's almost over.
啊，锵，时间到了，下班的时候，哎，主人发工钱。哎，都一样啊。
So when all day's work is done, and then the owner passed them their wages, everybody got the same.
那请问你要早一点来的，还是要下班前来的
？So I have a question to you. You want to come in the vineyard in the morning or in the afternoon?
哦，常常说很多人都不懂啊、哎，我也早知道，我也晚一点来，领下的钱啊。
So everybody would, most people would think, oh, I'd rather go in there later.、
啊、虽然我想这是强调神的主权，想要。神怜悯谁哈？他老板嘛，谁要恩待谁就谁。我们没有资格埋怨或是眼红。
So it's God's mercy. He gives mercy to whom He gives mercy, and gives compassion to whom He gives compassion.
但我要请你仔细想想看。
But I want you to think.
那一些原本没事干的人，你请他做工，那些人是谁啊？是整天闲站在那里，光景很可怜，在那晒太阳啊，没事没事，好可怜啊！求求你让我有东西吃，又让我有东事情做啊！
So think about all the hired hands. What are those people? They're just people sitting around and hoping they will have something to do.
哦，早上呢，一大早就能够早一点进去那个乐园，那个果园里面是随你吃啊。
So it's early in the morning if you can go in the vineyard.
然后有这个树荫，可以这个那个葡萄也是长在上面，不是长在下面啦，长在上面啦。哟，可以遮这个日晒。
Yeah, you have the fruit and you have the shade.
哇，这样的享受，哎，请问你要早一点来还是晚一点来
？So it's such an enjoyment. In that case, do you want to go in earlier or later?
我昨天去拜访一位老先生。
So I visited a older man yesterday.
我听他的分享，我非常的感动。
And his testimony shared with me that moved.
他说他晚年才信主。
He said, "Is in his later years, he start to believe in Jesus."
他说他很后悔一件事。
And he said one regret.
哎呦，我以为他后悔信主了。
He said, "I'm not regret believing Jesus."
他说后悔太晚信主了。
He said his regret is believing Jesus too late.
我相信我们在座有很多人有相同的感受。
And I believe some of us have the same feelings.
我们浪费很多光阴在那里，很可惜的，很可怜的，在那种光景当中。如果早早保得神的慈爱，不是更好吗
？And then we really wish that we could know the truth earlier.
Yeah, 求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
我相信有很多人也在等待那一句，哦，早一点信主不就更好吗？你有责任的。
So I know there are some people wants to believe in the Lord, and you have your responsibility.
第四个，最后一个祈求是祈求人能够得喜乐。
The fourth request is that man can receive joy.
就是受苦难得喜乐。
As through suffering, we may
enjoy. 让我们一起来读第十五节，接下来第十五节，预备，来。
Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble.
好，这里讲到受苦的日子，遭难的年岁。
So afflicted days and troubled years.
哎呦，我们信主不是要一帆风顺的吗
？So you say we believe in Jesus and want a good life.
怎么我们还会受苦啊
？Why do we have suffering?
还要遭难的年岁啊
？And we have troubled years.
哇，那这样我们还要信主吗
？Then why do we believe in the Lord?
那我要请问我们在座。你信主之后从来没有遇到苦难的举手。
So I'll ask you to raise your hands. You have never run into trouble after you believe in Jesus.
好像只有我。
Seems like only me.
我告诉你，我的苦难更多啊。
And I tell you, I have many, many troubles.
好，你会发现，原来这是神的心意啊。
So I found out it's the purpose of God.
这经文十五节说：“求你照着你使我们受苦的日子，是神的心意啊。”
So that means, God, you afflicted us.
但不要忘记，最后这节经文讲的最后的目的是叫我们喜乐。
And don't forget it. The goal is to make us glad.
啊，什么遭难是什么意思呢
？So what is the afflicted?
遭难呢，就是看见坏的这个意思。
So wicked. That means we see wicked. We see evil.
看见坏的、邪恶的、不好的事情，在过去的这年日当中不断的出现。
So we see bad.Evil, wicked things that happened in the past years.
哎，想一想，这个用在教会光景好像也是如此啊。
And also, it's a perfect description for our church.
让我们在信主的过程当中，哈，刚开始信主的时候，好像非常神的恩待、恩典满满，哈。可是信主久了，发现不没有一帆风顺，这个万事如意的。反正信主之后，发现人生还充满许多苦难，甚至看见教会有许多的不完全。
So when we put our faith in the Lord, we found out we think it's going to be easy, but we think it's going to be harm-free, but we find out there's so many troubles in our lives.
当你生活中遇见那些逆境、困难，甚至你看见教会中一些不好的见证、一些败坏、邪恶的事情发生了，你应该是难过、伤心、跌倒、失望才对。那怎么还会喜乐呢？
So when we are facing trials and tribulations and bad testimony and bad things happen to the church, we should be sad and disappointed. Why we are glad?
其实这里说明一件事情，就是真正的喜乐乃是必须经过一段艰难环境的考验。
So here we can say the true joy actually has come after trouble.
而且还有一个更重要，就是才从心理学的角度来看，一个因为有苦难的对比，才衬托出喜乐的真实。
Because the trouble, man can really receive joy.
我刚才所提到，为了来这边，我日夜赶路啊。
So I told you I drive days and nights to come here.
那当然身体劳累啊，这个日夜都赶路啊哈，所以身体劳累。可是中间呢，除了麦当劳之外，还是麦当劳。
So it's not only physically tired, and also it's just McDonald's after McDonald's.
这个过程呢，真是痛苦，宁愿不要吃哈。
And the whole driving thing and the whole traveling thing, it's really painful.
但是我每当想到在尔湾地区很多的人间美食，到处都是，而且很多人都已经预告要请我吃饭啊。
So every time I think about Irvine, there's so many good restaurants and the people lining up to take me out to dinner.
请问我在那里受苦当中，你请问我是皱着眉头，还是吹个口哨
？So think about, imagine that when I'm driving, am I frowning or am I actually happy whistling?
啊，我的这个酸痛，全身酸痛啊，肚子就是咕咕叫啊。
So I'm sore, my shoulders sore, and my stomach's grumbling.
你们有没有开车那种经验的、啊？
And then you have such experience driving long distance.
可是你猜我心里是喜乐的还是痛苦的
？But imagine I'm happy or I'm sad.
是喜乐的。
I'm happy.
为什么
？Why?
在痛苦中，人就可以欢欢喜喜的。
Because through affliction, we'll truly experience joy.
因为有一个更好的盼望在前面。
Because there's a hope in the front.
同样，我们的生命也是如此，有一个更美的盼望。
And also our life is the same thing.
所以，也许我们看到现在的苦楚，若比起将来要显取我们荣耀，就不足介意了。
So that's why compared to our current sufferings with future glory, it's nothing.
因此，我们要有一个健康的心态，无论是因为我们做错事受惩罚受苦，还是因为别人做错事让我们厌恶让我们难过，只要相信这一切都是出于神所容许的。
So we need to have a healthy perspective. It doesn't matter we suffer due to our own wrongdoings or wrongdoings of others, but we believe God have permitted all things.
求神改变我们一个健康的心态，去接受神的目的，我们就能够经历在患难中也是可以欢欢喜喜的那种喜乐。
So when we have a positive perspective, even when we're suffering, we still can experience joy.
四个祈求是对人对自己的祈求，但是有四个祈愿是对神的。
So the four requests for man, and then four wishes for God.
好，第一个祈愿呢是祈愿神的作为显明。
So the first wish is wish God's deeds can be shown.
十六节上半节，我们一起来读。
Let's read 16.
预备，请。
May your deeds be shown to your servants.
好，人常常看不见神的作为。
People usually don't see the deeds of God.
为什么
？Why?
因为人太爱表现了。
Because men are self-centered.
人抢着去做事，这当然是好事。
And men are trying to do good things.
但是你想一想，神要介入都很难啊，是不是？
But think about how can God intervene?
人太重视自己了，我要做什么，我做了什么，而不是神做了什么。
And man says, "What I do, what I achieved, is not what God has done, what God has achieved."
呀，我们都喜欢看见，哎呀，过去神怎么样赐福我们教会，无论人数增长、奉献增加，好像都在夸耀这些人的作为。
So when we say, "Oh, in the past years," how God blessed our church, increased our numbers, and but it seems like we're praising man.
我之前服侍的教会也是因为教会在一个很低谷的当中，后来每年在破纪录，我发现这个同工了每次都是这样歌功颂德，为这个领袖来功歌颂德，我听了就很不高兴。
So sometimes when people are praising the leader for the church growth, it saddens me.
我们应当没有错，好的领袖可以带来教会的改变，但是不要忘记这是神的作为啊。
I don't deny that good leader of the church have some doing in the church, but I can't don't forget that God is.
我们要学习，当然我们要肯定人的努力和摆上，但是不要去窃取神的荣耀。
So we cannot deny man's deeds, but don't steal the glory of God.
我们要去敏锐的去察觉神在我们周围当中的一些奇妙作为。
So we need to be watchful, seeing the miracles God has done.
不要去互相学的法利赛人互相吹捧，这个多厉害，他的奉献啊，他这是摆上他的，不要去学这些。
And don't learn from the Pharisees like men exalt each other.
学会把焦点放在神的身上，我们一起来经历神大能的作为。
And put the focus on God.
我相信我们会被神的作为在我们当中，我们会被大被激励的。
And I believe that the wonders that God has performed.Will encourage us.
第二个，我们祈愿神的荣耀临到。
And the second wish is that God's glory can appear.
十六节第下半节，我们一起来读。
16.
对，来。
Your splendor to your children.
好，当我们身份改变之后，跟过去跟神无关的，后来我们成了他的儿女的，我们就可以将来一同得荣耀。
So when we change our identity, before we have nothing to do with God.And now we know him.
所以罗马书第八章十七到十八节那里讲到说，我们
Romans 17:18,
他说我们既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
So it says, now if we're children, then we are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if we indeed share in his sufferings in order that we may also share in his glory.
这是为什么我们要祈求祈愿神的荣耀临到。
So that's why we ask God's glory.
在这一节经文当中，我们看见上半节说 神的作为跟下半节的神的荣耀，这两个呢是息息相关，互相对应的。
So let's see, we see God's deeds and God's splendor, they are connected.
因为神的作为在原文是单数。
So in original words, God's deeds is actually singular.
但荣耀临到可是明是明明神的作为太多了，就是这复数是神的作为太多了。
But the deeds of God are numerous.
所以从创造这个直到如今，我每天都在经历神的这个做恩典救赎的作为。
So we can see from the time God created heavens and earth until today, we have experienced the deeds of the Lord.
直到今天，我们同样仍在继续的使他经历他的，使他的儿女作为他的儿女可以同得荣耀。
And also, even today, as his sons and daughters, we still can experience his deeds.
不但使我们这些原本败坏、我们不堪的、不配的罪人可以承受那丰盛的荣耀，甚至我们的荣耀还可以临到我们的下一代、子子孙孙。
So when the grace of God fall upon us, and we worthless sinners can become sons and daughters.
你说这个荣耀、这个愿望太棒了。
So you see this glory, it's wonderful.
也成为我们一个很重要的一个提醒。
And it's reminded also.
我们要问问我们自己，我们的心愿
our heart,
只是停留在我们自己身上，我们的得救上，还是我们在乎我们的子子孙孙也能够同得救恩，同享荣耀呢？
And do we also want our generations and generations to come to have the same saving grace?
那倘若你在乎，那你儿女的功课虽然重要，但是学习才艺很重要，但是这些都是暂时的。
So if you care, what's your responsibility is? Of course, the education for your sons and daughters is important.
你看看我们教会，
Look at our church.
我们的年纪偏长，我们的儿女呢？
And our
都外出了，工作了，没有错，感谢主。可是他们在哪里了？
But they are sometimes some they're in school, some are they're at work.
我们的子子孙孙都同得荣耀吗？
And then can we know that our next generations will receive the glory?
如果是，感谢主。
And if you are sure, praise God.
如果不是，你的责任呢？
If you're not sure, that's your responsibility.
第三个祈愿是祈愿神的美好呈现。
Third wish is that God's beauty can come to pass.
十七节，我们一起来读，好不好？
Let's read 17.
预备，请。
May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us.
好，这里讲到神的荣美，神不是说神将的荣美如同漂亮的彩衣，然后让我们穿赐给我们。
So we here say the beauty of God is not like it's not like a beautiful garment.
让我们可以有这个特权，享受这样的一个尊荣尊贵啊。
And give it to us so we have power.
这个荣美呢，就是美丽的意思。
So、
然后呢，归是什么？归就是发生的意思。
So this favor is his beauty.
好，荣就是美丽呢，发生在我们的身上。
So that means his beauty will happen to us.
这个神的美好、神的美丽、馨香之气能够临到我们，在我们的身上被呈现出来。
So that means the beauty of God, the holiness and righteousness of God will be given to us.
也就是说，借着我们的生命可以展现出神的美好。
So that means through us, our daily life, we will show God's beauty.
但我们常常听人说，哦，神就是爱。
So we often heard people say God is love.
但是你要去经历神的爱，经历神的美好，但是不要我不是爱啊，我不会有美好，这是不对的。
So don't think I'll experience God's love, but I don't love.
神要我们在我们的身上流露出神的美好、神的爱、神基督的馨香之气，让人看见我们，就把荣耀归给天上的父。
So what we need to do is we will through our daily activities to show people God's love and God's holiness.
在尔湾有好几万人还不认识神。
There are millions of people in Irvine maybe not knowing God.
如果他们可以在我们身上看见我们有流露出神的爱、神的美好，这样才能够让他们能够经历神的爱的。
So if they can see through us the love of Jesus,
所以求神帮助我们，让我们来思考我们自己，来反省我们自己，我们身上有没有流露出那个美好呢？
So let us think and reflect upon ourselves and see if we have shown.
倘若没有，求神帮助我们立定一个心智，让我们能够活出神的美好。
And if you haven't, let us make up our mind.
神的美好，神的丰盛美好，要从心里面改变，不是用外在去伪装的。
So how to live out God's beauty to show it outwardly, but we have to start from inward.
求神帮助我们，让这成为我们的一个心愿。
And then may God help us.
最后一个祈愿乃是神的祈愿，神的主权保守。
So last wish is God's sovereignty.
我们一起来读第十七节下半节，预备，请。
Establish the work of our hands, for yes, establish the work of our hands.
好，神坚立保守赐福、啊、我们所做的工，这固然重要，但是这里除了强调神的主权，还有人的责任。
And also establish us, protect us and bless us is very important, but not only emphasize here God's sovereignty but also man's responsibility.
摩西并非祈愿说神你亲自做工啊，都神做的工啊，我们都不用做，我们就等着来拍手，跟神拍手，不是啊。
So through Moses doesn't mean that God, you do everything and we'll just wait.
是愿神来建立我们，哈，借着我们所做的工、所成就的、所做的这工作，而且连续出现两次，我们所做的工，我们所做的工，求你，哈，愿你建立。
So here we can see, there's, it says twice, establish the work our hands.
但我们知道是人在做事，但是我们更承认，我们若不是耶和华看守，啊，这个最后的主权都是神的。
So we know that men are doing things, but without God's provision.
例如在诗篇121篇第一节说，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
Like Psalm 127 verses 1, unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watch over the city, the watchman stands in vain.
那请问是谁在建造房屋，谁在看守城池呢？
So I ask you, who are the builders and who watch the city?
那当然是人嘛，
of course,
都是人在做的嘛。上帝没有带一个台风、一个地震，哦，就一个建筑物就起来了，没有啊。
So it's not like God can send us.
当然都是人在那里做的，人在那里派人防这个，有人在那里看管，在那里看守，都是人。但是真正背后在做的是谁？在成就的是谁？当然是神啊。
Men build the houses, men watch over the cities, but behind the scene, who is the watching?
所以这是人神合作的结果。
So that's men and God work together.
啊，所以有人就说哈，你尽你最大的努力去做，然后呢？把剩下的就交给神去做。
So people usually say you do your best and God will do the rest.
但我更喜欢是这样说，他说我们乃是可以与神一起同工。
But the thing I like to say is work with God, we can do it together.
好，怎么样与神同工呢？
How to work with God?
例如我们希望我们教会复兴，是不是？
So for example, we have hope for our church.Through revival.
那怎么我们要怎么样来与神同工呢？
So how can we work together with God?
我们只要找到一个好的牧师，教会就复兴了。
And we can just find a good pastor, the church will revive.
我告诉你们，你们要后悔了，因为我不是一个十全十美的人，我很多的缺点，慢慢你们就发现了。
So I'll tell you, you might be disappointed if that's what you thought, because I'm imperfect.
那你们要后悔来不及了，因为我已经搬来了。
And then if you regret it, it would be too late, because I already moved here.
你们那个签约已经签上去了。
And then we're
我的卖身契也卖了，不能后悔了。那怎么办呢？
So what we do?
那我们的部分是什么？
So what's our part?
你说，哦，我就好好祷告就好了。
So
让神来动工。
Say, I'll pray.
当然祷告很重要，
of course,
而且我也很看重祷告，我们鼓励我们都来参加祷告。
And I really pay attention to the prayer.
每次我看见小猫两三只啊，那祷告会我就很难过。
So sometimes there's only like two, three people, and I feel sad.
但我知道，我们也都鼓励我自己，如果两三个人奉主的名聚集，我们就在神就在我们当中。当然，我们是有这样的信心哈，神在我们当中。
And sometimes I encourage myself, two or three people, okay, God will be among us.
但是我更期待是什么？我们一起来参与啊！
But I really hope everybody will come.
我们的部分是什么？
What's our part?
我们要与神同工，我们部分就要下定一个决心。
So if we work with God, we have to make up our mind.
你要排除万难来参加聚会。
You try to attend the service.
教会中任何的聚会你要参加。
All kinds of service you need to come.
你要来支持牧师，支持教会的负责人，带领的同工。
Support the pastors and leaders.
你要全力以赴的支持他们。
And then try to support them as much as you can.
你要分担教会的事工。
And serve the church in every way you can.
因为我们很多少数的人做大部分的事情。
And sometimes there are only a few people doing most of the things.
这样会让许多同工他们累垮的。
And some deacons are really tired.
你要摆上你的奉献。
And then you will present your offering.
因为教会需要很多的金钱、经济的支持。
Because church need financial support.
你要踊跃的邀请朋友来到我们教会来。
And you invite your friends come to the church.
在你的生活当中，你要为主做见证，你要传福音。
And also in the outside world, you need to testify for the Lord.
好，这些都是你当做的。
All this we need to do.
当你做完你当做的工，这时候你在交托，在祷告，你求神坚力。
And then after we have done what we need to do, and we put a request to God to establish the work.
因为其他你不能做了。
Because there's nothing else we can do.
神就会成就这些其他你不能做的。
And God will accomplish the impossible.
最后，我们可以看见祈求乃是这些祈求祈愿都不是为着个人的我们都是不是为了个人的好处，乃是为让神的心意成就。
So that we can see that our requests and our wishes is not for men, but for the will of God be done.
祈求乃是对人充满负担，而祈愿乃是向神完全敞开。
So request is to man filled with burden, but wish is to God, with our heart open.
简单的说，教会的存在就是为了有容神一人的这样的结果。
So we can say the existence of the church is for the glory of God and for the benefit of man.
所以我鼓励我们面对一个新的开始。
So when we face the new beginning,
你们将会有一个新的牧师。
And then church have a new pastor.
但是让我们一起都来为自己有一个祈求，让我们愿意习光阴得智慧，让我们愿意速回转得赦免，让我们愿意得保持爱得欢乐，我们也愿意受苦难得喜乐。
So at the beginning of our new era, let us cherish life, gain wisdom, return and repent, and receive grace, joy, accept sufferings, and gain glory.
好，除了对自己的祈求，我们对神也有一个愿望，有四个愿望。
And also we have wish for God.
愿神的作为显明，愿神的荣耀临到，愿神的美好呈现，也愿神的主权保守。
May God's deeds be shown, may God's splendor be shown, and God's favor rest upon us, and may He will establish the work of our hands.
也许你觉得说，哎，我自己太渺小，又不是像摩西那样的大人物，我这小小的心愿有什么用？
But sometimes we're thinking we're so small, we're not Moses, what can we do?
其实神在不同的时代，今天照样也一直在兴起使用那些渺小的人来成就伟大的事。
So in every era, God used the small people to achieve big things.
你想想当年神要拯救那些被奴役的以色列出埃及，有很多很神奇的办法。
So imagine God, when he wants to help Israelite escape the slavery, he have many ways to do that.
神的大能难道不能够把这些人就把他扶起来啊，飘到云中，然后就移到这个迦南美地，也不是很好。
So can we imagine God will lift them up in the cloud and send them to the land?
或是魔术棒一飞，让他们眼睛一睁起来，哎呦，怎么现在就从埃及已经变成到迦南美地了啊？这不是很好
？Or a magic wand, and when you open your eyes,
神是无所不能的嘛，我相信他可以这样子的。但是他怎么做？
But、
他却
he did,
借着呼召摩西来完成。
He called Moses.
那摩西是谁？当时是一个懦弱、消极、逃避现实、躲在米甸旷野牧羊的一个80岁老人。
So who's Moses at that time? He's a small, timid, with faltered lips, and then a shepherd at 80 years old.
用今天的眼光，我都怀疑他有重度的忧郁症跟自闭症。
And now I even think he's probably
懒得跟人家打交道，就只会跟羊每天说话。
And don't even want to deal with people, only talk to the sheep.
他受了很多的伤害，可能他对人对这个看破红尘了，再也不跟人打交道了。
And then he's probably don't want to deal with men anymore.
以世俗的眼光来看，这种人根本没有利用价值。
So usually people see he's probably worthless.
他到处去找廉价劳工，去麦当劳，去应征都没人要的。
So even he's probably want to work for McDonald's, they won't accept.
但是这种世俗的眼光，没人要的人，一个老人，为什么神要大大使用他，后来成为以色列的历史当中最伟大的领袖呢？
But we will see God uses 80-year-old man to make him become a leader of Israelites.
就是因为摩西的心愿。
Because his heart.
同样，今天你以世俗的眼光来看你自己，也许真是渺小。
So sometimes we look at ourselves. We think, yeah, we are too small.
但是我鼓励你们。
But I encourage you.
让我们都拥有摩西的心愿。
Let's have a heart of Moses.
我相信神要复兴这个教会的这样的心意。
And I believe God will revive the church.
要透过你，
It will through you and me.
一起来完成。
To accomplish it together.
你愿意在神的这样的心意跟计划当中有份吗？
Do you want to be part of this?
如果你愿意，我邀请你从你的座位站起来。
If you're willing, I want you to stand up from your seat.
我们一起来唱一首诗歌，我们来唱《求愿神的旨意凭你旨意行》。
Okay, let's sing a song together.
Peace,